Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today, we're not just reading through legal documents, we're looking at something a bit different strategy.
Exactly. We're analyzing a high-stakes legal pitch, the kind of thing you'd present to an attorney when you've got less than 10 minutes to convince them to take your case.
Right. It's about boiling down a really complex dispute into the three core things any lawyer actually cares about: liability, damages, and can they get paid?
Solvability, yeah. And this case is, well, it's a textbook example. We're looking at a plaintiff named Michael Stewart. He's a disabled veteran, a Section 8 participant.
And crucially, he has perfect credit, over 760, perfect payment history.
Until his landlord, Brookfield Properties, allegedly retaliates. He's suing them for fraud and even breach of a federal contract. So solvability is baked right in.
Okay, so let's unpack the timeline here, because that's where the liability really starts to pop.
It all kicks off in July 2025, and the trigger is that Stewart formally reports a recurring illegal overcharge to the Dallas Housing Authority.
And that formal complaint is the motive. What happens next?
10 days later, just 10 days, the landlord, someone at the company, manually goes into his payment ledger.
Manually. So this wasn't some automated system glitch.
No, not at all. They delete a credit for $1,312 a credit that had been sitting there for 6 months.
And then?
Then they backdate a bunch of late fees that were never assessed before. They basically created a $2,475 debt out of thin air where a zero balance used to be.
Wow. And is there proof of this manual intervention?
Oh, yeah, that's the smoking gun. The built system audit logs, they clearly state the credit was manually reversed on July 24th.
Which is after he made the complaint to the housing authority. I mean, that's a digital fingerprint. So you have to ask, if the evidence is this clean, why is this case still going on?
Well, that's because the implications here go way beyond just a simple rent dispute.
You mean the federal violation?
Exactly. The landlord is allegedly violating their HUD contract, the HAP agreement. Section 5B says they can't hold a tenant liable for a housing authority accounting error. That gives this case massive leverage.
And they basically admitted the key facts, haven't they?
They have. In discovery, Brookfield admitted the ledger was recalculated due to a, quote, system error. They even acknowledged that the $1,300 credit did exist back in January.
So they're not denying the change, just the reason for it.
Right. And to put a nail in that coffin, the tenant has already lined up an expert
The
witness.
licensed Texas broker, I see.
Yep. Ready to go on the record and attest that this kind of retroactive ledger editing just it violates all standard accounting practices.
So the liability seems overwhelming, but there's a roadblock, a big one.
There is, and it's procedural. Stewart has been handling the case pro se up to this point, representing himself.
That's incredibly tough to do.
It is, and the defense lawyers were able to get those vital built audit logs objected to.
On what grounds?
Hearsay. They argued it was just an unverified printout, not a formally authenticated business record, so it's inadmissible in court, for now.
And that's the whole pitch, isn't it? That's the gap between knowing the truth and being able to prove it.
That's the ask for the attorney. It's
That.
very specific. They need to subpoena business records affidavits to authenticate those logs, cure the hearsay objection,
and depose the manager, Vasti de la Garza.
To establish that clear link between Stewart's complaint and the sudden fabrication of this debt.
And once that procedural step is handled, the case opens up financially.
It completely unlocks the payoff, yes. A conservative estimate on damages is around $80,000. But because there's a fraud and malice component here, the landlord's trial exposure is well over $200,000.
So this whole deep dive really shows how you can package a case to an attorney. You're showing them the clear factual wrong, but more importantly, the specific surgical legal work needed to win.
It's the initial documents that sell it. That ledger showing the manual reversal and the expert affidavit, they make the case feel real and winnable from minute one.
Which really leaves you with a provocative question, doesn't it? When the stakes are this high, is it the best evidence that wins? Or is it the side with the lawyer who best understands procedural rules? That gap between truth and proof, that's often where cases are won and lost.